Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's not lost on me the role that Mike Johnson played in the lead up to January 6th. However, we want to turn the page.
House Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar says enough Democrats will vote to stop any motion to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. While some expressed reluctance at saving a man who worked to overturn the 2020 election, others highlighted his ability to pass aid for Ukraine. Hard-right Republicans, including Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, are frustrated with Johnson's willingness to work with Democrats. But South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson says they're unlikely to do better.
I just have absolute faith in his integrity, his conservative background. He's a person of courage, and he's proving it right now.
As pro-Palestinian encampments spread on college campuses, Republicans are calling on Education Secretary Miguel Cardona to cut off federal funding to any school that doesn't enforce civil rights protections for Jews. Cardona says student safety is a top priority and the department will act to protect it.
I'm very concerned with the reports of anti-Semitism. I've spoken to Jewish students who have feared going to class as a result of some of the harassment that they're facing on campuses.
Student protesters have illegally occupied a building at Columbia University. The White House has condemned that, and administrators say they'll be expelled. Former President Donald Trump says the students should face punishments similar to his supporters who broke into the Capitol on January 6th.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to be the same kind of treatment they gave J6. Let's see how that all works out. I think I can give you the answer right now.
In a long Time magazine interview, Trump repeated that he'll likely pardon the hundreds convicted for the January 6th insurrection. He also said he would let states monitor women's pregnancies and punish them for getting abortions. Meanwhile, the judge in his New York hush money trial ruled Trump violated a gag order 9 times and warned he could be jailed if he does it again. In a historic shift, the Biden administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug and recognize its medicinal uses. The proposal would not legalize weed outright, but could reduce future sentences. 16-year-olds in Newark, New Jersey can now vote in local school board elections. In Massachusetts, nearly a dozen municipalities are seeking state approval to lower the voting age for all local elections. State Senator Becky Rausch says she'd like to see it happen nationwide because it would help get young people in the habit of voting.
And they are active members of every community I represent, and they are both contributors to and beneficiaries of community and local government services.
Some Republican lawmakers contend teenagers lack the ability or motivation to fully understand what's at stake and that Democrats just want the votes. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.